I think beer is one of the best beverages ever made. I love beer. I don't like breweries, though. I think they treat us like we're stupid. Because all they do is come up with different dumbass gimmicks to get us to buy their shit. Miller Lite cracks me up because all they can come up with is different ways to get their beer down your throat in 2 seconds. First, they come out with a Vortex bottle. What does it do? Cyclones the beer down your throat in 2 seconds. Then they come out with a carburetor can that you can pop a second hole in the top of so it smoothly pours the beer down your throat in 2 seconds. Right? Because Miller knows it takes 3 seconds to realize that their beer tastes like shit. I love Bud Light. They're full of crap, too. I know. It's great. It's a good beer, but they're full of shit. They told me if I had Bud Light at my barbecue, there'd be beautiful women everywhere. I opened 1,000 bottles. There wasn't a bitch in sight. My neighbor and a hobo. That's all I got. Coors Light cracks me up the most because they actually came out with this great technology where the label on your Coors Light will turn blue. So you know when it's cold. Like you couldn't tell when you fucking touched it. Right? Is anybody that stupid? You ever pull a beer out of an ice chest going, man, I hope this isn't boiling my skin off. I mean, that blue stuff is great technology, but put it somewhere where I can use it. I don't need that shit on my beer. I need that shit on my wife. I stay up late, man. A lot of times I get in the mood. I like to roll over, give her a nudge, and see if she's on board. If she's not, I could get an elbow to the throat. Be so much safer if I could just lift up the cover, see that her tits were blue, and know it was too cold for me to get laid. I appreciate the genius, but make it practical. I know when my beer's cold. By the time I know my wife's temperature, shit, it's too late. I'm a big sports fan. I love sports. I love real sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, good shit. I live in Florida. We got some dumbass sports down there. Everybody goes scuba diving. Dumbest way to look at fish I can think of. I mean, shit, you can get a fully loaded aquarium at PetSmart for $20. Grab a warm Coors Light and stare at that bitch all day. You guys hate it when I bang on the glass. That sucks, right? And come out of the castle. I can't see you anymore. The dumbest thing about scuba diving is the rules. You can't follow the rules. They say if you're going to go scuba diving, you have to take a buddy with you. You can't scuba dive alone. You got to take a buddy with you. So if they run out of air, you can hand them yours. Bullshit. I don't care if my best friend is with me. We paid for the same amount of air. Right? You eat your candy fast. You got to watch me chew for a while. My buddy can give me all the signals they have. It's like, I've got no air. I've got no air. My signal's going to be, well, you're fucked. Okay. Go up slow. You'll blow up. I thought I could watch every sport there was. I turned on ESPN the other day. They had women bodybuilders on. Yeah, not a sport. Not a pageant either. How many of you men find women bodybuilders sexy? Hoorah. One guy, shit, I'll take what I can get. I ain't scared. Shit, I'll take a cracked rib for a piece of ass every damn day. I'm ready. That's impressive, dude. I can understand how the rest of you guys would feel awkward. I mean, shit, for me, it'd be hard to sleep with a lady that had a body I've always wanted. shit, before you know it, she's opening jars for you. You're standing there like an asshole. I hit it with the spoon. I can't get it. I need a pickle. Hello. My sandwich is incomplete.